The hard part in creating affordable housing is keeping it affordable, especially in the case of owner-occupied homes. But the Housing Land Trust of Sonoma County has found a method that's working to do that. It begins, explains Executive Director Dev Getchus, with the trust holding ownership of the land beneath the house.
The idea is to acquire land in Sonoma County, which is a very finite resource, and hold it in trust, and then put a house on that property that is made affordable to the families because they're not going to be paying market rate price for the dirt underneath the home. It is priced according to the family's household income. And then at resale, that land is essentially a permanent subsidy. It just continues to give and give and make the home affordable for generations.
By linking the price that participating homeowners actually pay to their income levels, specifically in households with low or very low incomes, the trust is able to sustain affordability through multiple resales. Attorney Paul Andronico, the current board president for the Housing Land Trust, outlines the keys to the process in an explanatory video on their website.
We sell it for a price that the homeowner can afford. So whatever price they can afford, that's what we charge. Somebody might be able to pay $200,000, somebody else might be able to pay $250,000. We sell it to what they can pay based on their median income. That's number one. Number two, we restrict the price they can sell it at. So if they were at 80% of median income and they could afford it when they bought it in 2013, when they raise their kids and sell it in 2033, they have to sell it to a family who also is earning 80% of median income at that time in the future. And so it always is resold at an affordable price, and the subsidy only has to happen once. So you build the home, and after that, it's just affordable over and over and over again, and there's no additional subsidy needed.
These homes, now numbering 44 in Healdsburg, Cloverdale, Petaluma, and Cotati, are often built on land within a larger subdivision, land that's been set aside for affordable housing. They're often constructed in partnership with Habitat for Humanity. These measures hold the initial costs down, Getchus says. That allows the agency to ensure that low-income families can meet the mortgage and related costs without bending their budget out of shape.
We want folks to pay no more than 35% of their income on their total housing costs. That's not just principal and interest, it's also hazard insurance, property taxes. We also want to make sure that our families are not in debt over their head. So they cannot exceed more than 43% of total debt.
But there's another aspect to qualifying, Getchus adds. One that goes to the heart of building strong communities.
We want people that are already living or working in the town that we're serving. Often cities will pass a resolution where they will want priority and preferences, all things being equal, to go to first responders. The goal is to get folks to stop renting, start owning, so that we can recruit and retain our local workforce.
It all sounds good in theory, but does it actually work? With 11 years of experience to point to, Getchus says the answer is a clear yes.
We have happily had 9 resales where families have been able to set down roots, become stabilized, and have moved on to purchase market rate homes. And we have sold those same homes to the subsequent family at no additional subsidies.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.